Check, 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 check. JBM. We're here live as Blood Cleat. The best blood clot podcast in the whole entire nation. You don't know, say we have the station. Play the thing. Don't know we they are so. In English, we are the fucking best. The baddest. We never stop. We never fail. We don't give a fuck about people who try to fuck us over. You know why? I have my best man here. The world boss, a.k.a. Baby Blue. Captain America. A.k.a. 392 Challenger. Otherwise known as Armdy. The bodice next to me to explain to you why the fuck we don't stop and why we don't quit and why we don't give up and why when we face challenges and walls and bridges and fucking alligator swamped paths and when your fucking favorite person in your life fuck you over, how you handle it and how you move forward, when you have shit that just breaks your mood, why we don't stop and why we see that goal and dream far in the distance, and when you're down and out and you feel like this is it, we still don't fucking give up. We don't give up. We could go a different path. You know how many fucking roads we pass? We could turn left, we could turn right, we could take another fucking way, we could do something else. But when you're locked into your goals and your dreams, what you passionately love with your heart, nothing can fucking stop us, bro. Nothing, no matter what the fuck. You know what I mean? Nothing, bro. Zero. Well, I just want to say thanks for everyone listening to the podcast. Today is another day where shit always fucking happen. If you have an up, somebody try to bring you down. Just want everybody to be aware of motherfuckers that I'm going to explain to you in 2 seconds. Less than 2 seconds. They're fuck people. Can't say boy or girl. But technically, when you are struggling and you are fighting, people don't like to fight. And you know what? They'll fuck you over. When you're doing excellent, amazing, you're happy, people see that. They don't like that because they're not doing the same. So they want to fuck you over. When you're down and out and you're depressed and you look like shit, they'll come by. They'll say, oh man, you know. But in their hearts, yo, they don't give a fuck. You know when they give a fuck? When you're doing good. When somebody's doing bad, how many homeless people you pass on the fucking side of the road? It's easy. It's easy to give them a dollar or two. They don't know you. You don't know them. You really don't give a fuck. You're sorry for them. You have a heart. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy to care for someone who has nothing. Down low. Dirty. Sorry. You show pity. Oh, man. Oh, man. What would you do? Would you go to the extra mile for that person? Probably fucking not. There's only a few people that would. And those are different people. Now, when you're doing excellent, you bring more attraction to the people who really are not for you, unfortunately. When you're on top, you will see the difference between people who you thought was for you and want you there and people who just don't want you there at all, bro. They don't want to be equals. They don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you excel more than they are. They're not happy with it. You're not doing anything to them whatsoever. You're just doing your shit. You're making yourself happy, and majority of the time, the person that you are to even get to that point, you're even helping them out along their way. You're cheering for them. And you know what happened? They don't return the fucking favor when you're fucking doing good. They really don't. So, with that said, basically, I got an award last night, and this is what the podcast is kind of based on. The fuckers, right?
That was absolutely true.
I'm going to hand it over to my main man. He's going to let you know what's going on. I talk too much. So I want to hear from his perspective exactly what happened. Right. And then just kind of keep people aware. I think I may title this podcast. What do you think? Keep an eye out for
those who drink the Haterade.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, the worst sports drink you could be drinking in life is being a hater, because, you know, you shouldn't be hating on people who put a quality, genuine, and authentic effort of bettering their financial situation, their career situation, their social situation, and most importantly, their life situation. And if there's one thing you should do is only look at, okay, I'm in a certain position and I see them doing well. Instead of hating and being a pessimist and a negative person, what you should do is say, maybe I should, one, thank them and, you know, celebrate their efforts to promote the positivity. Hopefully that rubs off onto you. But on top of that, ask them, hey, how did you turn it around? Because we weren't born into just being successful. You have to put in time.
That's
you
right.
have to put in effort.
That's right.
You have to put in your grind. You know,
that's
you
right.
want arms in the gym.
That's right.
I mean, coming from me, you just don't fucking wake up with 16-inch or 18-inch biceps.
No.
You got to be going in there. You got to be training right. You got to be eating right. You got to do
right.
your cardio. You got to take your supplements.
You got to fucking do the work, yo.
You got to do the work. And it's just the same thing in life. You got to do the work. Now, I think our problem today is we're in a society that they don't want to do the work, but they want all the gratification, all the success nearly instantly.
Fuck boy.
And, you know, unfortunately, the stigma of social media has added towards that, and that's its own separate podcast. But what I'll easily say to help break things down clearly is when you see someone doing great, celebrate their wins, knowing that you're going to be able to win soon one day too.
Yeah.
And maybe you could take up from them what helped them turn it around. Because 9 times out of 10, they're in the same exact damn situation
everybody's
you were in. And
like,
they turned it around. So maybe what they helped turn themselves around with, you could learn and you could turn yourself around.
That's right.
And we all could change for the better. We all could adapt and we all could promote success.
People don't believe in we all. That's the fucking problem.
Well, the problem is we're so big about diversifying ourselves and making ourselves unique that we forgot that we are more stronger united, and we have more commonality at the end of the day than we have in differences. And that's the sad part about this world.
So for the people that are listening, I just want, what happened yesterday and what transpired this morning?
Well, what we have is, you know, the owner of this great podcast, Ricky Woodrow S. Graham, for those who also know him on a professional level, he has won Employee of the Year at the facility and the employer he works with. And we're not talking about week, we're not talking about month, we're not talking about quarter, we're not talking about 6 months. He won Employee of the damn Year. That means 365 or all whatever work days he showed up for every shift, every minute, every second, he outworked everybody, he outpaced everybody, he outperformed everybody. And clearly somebody was there that night that, even though they may have clapped or may have not, while he stayed back with his maybe closer peers, who also he thanked in his, I believe, his speech to say, hey, I'm just a reflection of my output from my local peers who helped me be at this high level of performance and output. Somebody looked like they were not thrilled with it. And this morning he got up after coming in late. You know, you don't take hike because, you know, you're done late night, 1, 2 o'clock, whatever it is. And he goes and looks at his rear end of his car, and it is keyed in 3, 4 multiple spots with huge, deep gashes of, you know, scratches via a blade or key or some metallic object scratched into the black paint of his BMW 3 Series. So here we go. He had a huge, successful, auspicious evening that he was praised by many authoritative figures of his facility and the company he works at. They gave him gifts, they gave him awards, they even gave him mic time. He thanked the people who he also worked with, so he just didn't make it a singular selfish effort about himself. And yet, somebody deliberately there that night went into the parking garage before they left and said, nope, he don't deserve it. It should have been me, or I don't like who he is because he's getting too much attention or whatever it may be. And they keyed his property. That's not their property.
Yep.
They went and they vandalized somebody else's, you know, hard work in their car purchase, in their mode of transportation. And it's not just for us, a mode of transportation. Our vehicles are our own added extended passion, because
right.
we clearly love cars here at JBM. We clearly love our vehicles. They're an extra expression and extension of our personalities.
Right.
So we take it a little bit even extra personal than even your more average person of saying, oh, I just drive my stuff from point A to point B. So, you know, after a great evening and a great night, I was speaking to him on the phone. He walks outside and he sees this, and then I saw the video. And let me tell you guys, for all those listening to this podcast, you 98% of everybody out there would not only flip shit, but maybe go and get their hands in some illegal firearms or something and try and find who did this shit. If you saw the level of vandalism and damage and just damage and just, you know, something you don't want to see on anyone's paint, especially when it's your car that you wash, you wax, you take care of on a every couple of days on a weekly level, but very, very regularly on the daily. But long story short, guys, it gives no one any right to vandalize your stuff physically. It gives no one any right to try and negatively put down your successes.
Yep.
You are the one who worked and bust your ass for your success. You owe every right to yourself to savor it, to enjoy it, to relish it, to dive in it, to swim in it, most importantly.
Yep.
And then for somebody to come and do that, they're just a fucking hater. They're a piece of shit. And you heard of having big bitches in your life? I hope the bitch of karma finds that person and deliberately gives them irrefutably what they rightfully deserve and then some. That's all I have to say.
Yep. So there you have it, yo. I ended the fucking celebration with three engravements that weren't there before my fucking award. That really pisses me off. And I'm not a violent person, but I can be. And the problem is, I used to be. So when I think back and the level of work that I put out to not even help myself but help others.
Right, you save that energy by not being violent, but you reflected that energy
right
into a more positive department, and yet this is the end result. It doesn't really encourage you at all when you see bullshit like this.
So, you know, so that's the thing, you know, but I kind of want to make it known that the best thing to do in this situation, coming from this podcast and what we believe in, is, yes, do your research, be pissed off, be angry, be sad, be this and that. However, at the end of the fucking night, what you need to do is shine fucking more. Are you with me?
Well, absolutely. That's how you win the game of life, is keep pushing forward for the best. Keep being positive. Glass half empty, not half full. Look at the 90% great, not the 10% bad at the end of the day. And you will not only be better, but you will outperform those who are just too busy looking at the small stuff and magnifying it for the worst, versus that they have so many great things going on, but they don't want to celebrate and succeed and add to that. And in the game of life, and not just financially, career-wise, socially, or professionally, perspective is an understatement about how it comes to being ahead of the game.
Right. The best revenge, remember this, is fucking success. Speaking of that, I just want to say congratulations to this guy, Armdy, J-O-P, Gaza, F-R-U, from UCF, that just purchased his brand spanking fucking new, what color is it?
It's a B5 blue pearl coat, is what Dodge would call it.
You heard that from the man who owns the wickedest wide body 305 tires all around, fucking 500 horsepower muscle car. The fucking shit is lit. And you know what? This guy came from a fuckover just recently. I'm not gonna mention that, but just hear me out. He came up within a month. He's working for a really big company, which I won't disclose. And he has a really big fucking car. He has big fucking arms. And he has a long fucking penis that I haven't seen in my life. So don't ever ask me that shit, because then this would be worse than my fucking car. We're going to end the podcast like that. See ya. Keep winning.
Guys, be blessed and safe this holiday season from both, you know, everyone here at JBM. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, smile with your loved ones, take all the memories you can, and make sure you go into 2020 like you will dismantle everything to your needs and wants. You will set records in 2020. You will be great in 2020. You will be better than every fucking before. Limousine riding, high flying, Ric Flairing, Vince McMahon power walking, heads in cam. Make them look at you. Make them see you. Make them want you in 2020. God bless everybody.
J-B-M.
I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth it. I know that I can be a difficult person. I'm a stress case, grab you up the wall when I'm working. Actually, I'm probably worse when I'm not. You don't deserve it. Make